Conference record has joined the conference.
Okay, we're back again. And for this segment, I have Martin Grbach.
Grbach.
Excuse me. I'm here with Martin Grbach, who is the spec lead for JSR 367, the Java API for JSON binding. So thanks for joining me, Martin. I apologize that I can't seem to pronounce your name, and we've gone over this so many times. But you're Martin to me, and thank you for coming. So I wanted to ask you today if you could share with the Adopt the JSR members a little bit about the JSR that's just getting started, the JSON binding JSR.
Yeah, so we got the number, JSR 367, Java API for JSON binding. And what we are looking for in achieving with this JSR is sort of JugsBee-like API for binding JSON documents to Java objects, with like having the obvious use cases in mind, binding objects by default, defining default mappings between Java and JSON, defining customizations and possibilities how to rename things, and to define or be able to support more advanced use cases with the JSR, defined standard ways how to handle with nulls and so on. Besides the obvious that I mentioned, there will be a place for exploration or to explore a little more advanced areas like mapping only partial, the parts of the JSON documents in some ways, be able to map the third party Java objects into JSON as well, and several others. Process-wise, we are starting. We basically got the JSR approved. We have the Java.NET project almost set up. Hopefully that will happen soon this week. And we are now forming the expert group. Obviously, there's a lot of JSON binding implementations already there. Not the spec-wise, but that do some kind of JSON binding. And we already see interest in committers or leads of these implementations to join the JSR. So I feel pretty good on this front. So we hopefully will get the expert group formation sorted out within next couple of weeks, and then we'll start kicking off the work of the expert group and selecting the individual initial topics to discuss and work on.
Okay, cool. So in November, you'll probably start working on with your expert group on the JSR.
Yes, that's what would be what we would likely to plan to do.
Sounds good. So I know, too, since the JSR was submitted in September, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the community in terms of the Java user group leaders being interested in helping and contributing to the JSR through the Adopt a JSR program. So I wanted to ask you if there were some specific things that you are looking for as a spec lead and ways that people can participate and contribute to JSR 367.
Oh, yeah, so as I mentioned, we are kind of in the initial phase. So at this point, the most, what we are interested most into is use cases. So feel free to, once the project is public, which should happen in following days, but feel free to submit them to the project Jira as a type of either task or I can edit it afterwards to make sure they fit into one place. But submit them into the Jira and potentially use a specific tag like Adobe JSR so that we can select them or make a tracking of these issues potentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. Yes, so on the JSR 367 page on jcp.org, there is a link there to issue tracking, so that links to the public issue tracker that actually is live and working now. So you can start a new issue there and file your use cases and use the adopt the JSR tag. Anything else that you want to share with us today, Martin?
I think that's it. I'm looking forward to any contributions, any use cases, and we are really interested.
Thank you. I appreciate your time today, and we will check in again with you later and see how things are going.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.